this week's episode of MCW Fancast. My name's Emma, thanks for listening. A big week ahead for Man City women as we begin our campaign in the FA Cup. On Saturday, we welcome Watford ladies to the Academy Stadium for our fourth round tie. This will be the first time either team has met in any competition. Watford ladies play in the Women's National League and travel to Manchester off the back of two losses, one against Cardiff City and the other Plymouth Argyle. Watford currently sit fifth in the National League, having played 12, won 7 and lost 5. City will be looking for a polished performance against the Hornets, which will see them progress to the next round of the competition. Midweek, we remain cup focused, but this time for the Conti Cup as we travel to King's Meadow where we meet Chelsea in the semi-final of the Continental Cup. Later in the podcast, I chat to Dave and welcome back Chelsea fan Simon to the podcast to discuss their expectations ahead of the game on Wednesday. But first, last Sunday, Hope Powell's Brighton and Hove Albion travelled to a very cold Academy Stadium in Manchester for our WSL clash. I spoke to Brighton fan Jess to get his thoughts on the game during the pre-match build-up.
I'm with Jess at the Academy. It's match day, it's Sunday, and we're playing Brighton in the WSL. How are you doing, Jess? Good journey?
Okay, thanks. Yeah, not bad.
Was it a long journey?
Well, I lived near Milton Keynes, so it was a couple of hours on the train, so not too bad.
Oh, you got the train, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Quite a relaxing journey then.
Yeah,
So what have you been thinking on the way up here then? What do you think about today?
Obviously, it's going to be a tough game. The Conti Cup game is going to be fresh in our minds, but that's going to motivate our girls to do better.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we'll give a good account of ourselves today.
Yeah. Yeah. Brighton have had a couple of good results. Yeovil and Liverpool, I believe you got two wins there.
We did, so that's all good news because it's our first season in WSL1. We don't have the resources of some other teams. It's all about consolidation for us, keeping our WSL1 place. So I'm very happy with how the season's going so far.
So in terms of going forward then for Brighton, obviously, like you said, first season in a WSL. How do you think it's gone for you so far?
Absolutely fine. Hope Powell knows what she's doing. We've signed some good young players, so we're building a decent team here. So I think, fingers crossed, we should be safe before too long. So no complaints.
No complaints. Obviously, like I said, the last couple of results, a bit of an uncertainty with the first, obviously, few months in the league and stuff. You weren't really able to get the results perhaps that you would have liked. But the pressure seems to be off a little bit now.
Yeah, that's right. When we got experienced players like Aileen Whelan, Fern Whelan, Danielle Bouet, they're really starting to come into their own, and their experience in this league is telling. We've got Inia Mutong is starting to get among the goals. We've settled. We're certainly consolidating now. Obviously, next week I'm optimistic we can beat United and have a little run in the FA Cup.
Yeah, that'll be really good. Yeah. Obviously, that draw against United, how do you feel about that looking ahead to that fixture for you?
That's going to be a great game. Obviously, United are a star-studded side, but I'm optimistic that on our home ground we'll be able to get a win and have a bit of a cup run.
Yeah, and obviously your expectations for today's game, do you want to give us a little bit of a prediction?
I'm going to be a realist here. I'm going to say 1-0 to City because I do think you're going to be too strong for us again, but I think we can keep it down to a single goal this time.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
From the result last time in the Conti Cup, it was a big win for City, 7-1. You'll be hoping today, obviously, performance-wise, it'll be a lot better from the team. And it's a clearer day, so there won't be any problems with the fog.
that's right. Although the cold wind has been ripping through Hume since I arrived.
I'm
hoping it won't affect the girls so much. But yeah, they've got the memory of that game here to motivate them to do better this time. So yeah, I'm hopeful.
All right. Well, enjoy the game and thanks for your time, Jess.
Thank you very much.
It was Manchester City who took all 3 points at full time, which saw City remain top of the table after the weekend's results. Arsenal was still a game in hand to play, but only a point to separate the two. Nikita Paris opened the scoring from the penalty spot as Lauren Hemp was brought down in the area with only minutes into the game. Gemma Bonner was able to provide the second with a simple tap in from the set piece corner. And it was another well taken corner which led to the third of the game and the second of the match for Nikita Paris. Full time result 3-0. Here's Nick Cushing post match.
First half I thought we played really well, coming back off international break. Normally we start a bit sloppy and a bit scruffy because we've all been away and we have so many internationals. But we'd worked a lot over the last 2 days because that's all the prep we had of trying to get our rhythm and our momentum and our style in really early. And I thought we did. It was a great start from us. Not only getting a penalty, but the play that led to the penalty was really good. Second half, I thought the game had died a little bit. And although we're not too happy about being sloppy, you know, we've got to be proud of the players because they've won the game by half time anyway. I think that the early goal is really key. You know, we scored an early goal there against West Ham and it pushed us on to a really big win. An early goal here. But then we scored a goal. You know, we went, going 1-0 up against a team that's blocking almost kills off their game plan as long as you don't allow them back in. And you know, if I look back at the 1-0 against Bristol, we end up drawing the game 1-1 because we gave away a poor penalty. So yeah, pleased to get an early goal, but then to push on and really take the game away to Brighton is you know, the most pleasing part. You know, if you look at our stats, our set pieces, 4 are crazy. I think we had, you know, 29 set pieces over 2 games recently. So you know, I don't know what it was today, but it'd be a fair few. I bet we've had more than 10-15 today. So yeah, we try and work on them, although we don't focus a lot of our energy on them. We know they're an important part of the game, and pleasing today to, you know, get some goals from them. FA Cup is an important trophy for us. We won it in 2017, so we want to make sure we're in the hat. So our approach is the same as it is for every game. It's a home game, and we'll make sure that we play a strong team to get into the next hat and the, you know, next round and semi-final away at Chelsea. We've been there before, and we know it's going to be a difficult game. So we're excited for that one. Really excited for it. Look at our squad. Everyone deserves to play. I look at the way that they train and the way that they've played on international and the performances that we've had previous to today. With the likes of Georgia Stanway, can be really disappointed that she didn't get a start today because she's played really well. But Claire Emsley deserves to play. So, of course, we'll play a strong team. You know, we've got the likes of Esme Morgan and Jess Parks that are really pushing for minutes in this team and players that we want to develop. So, yeah, we'll play a strong team. One, because the players deserve to play, and two, because, like you say, we want to keep momentum going into Chelsea and then Chelsea here in the league. Yeah, when you're playing well, you want games, and the only thing you've got to be careful of is minutes. You know, we've got Caroline Weir today that's had to come off on 65 minutes because she's played 290 minutes in 7 days for Scotland. We want them to play, so we don't want them to miss out on international fixtures, but we have to navigate our way through those difficult periods.
A quick note on Jen Beattie there. She went off towards the end of full-time. Is there anything to be worried about?
No, it's just, you know, we were aware of it before the game and she was aware of it in the game, and she just got to the point where she actually thought we had another sub and she wanted to just make sure it was fine, and we didn't. Yeah. But at that point, when we've won the game, it's easy to just get her off. And I think it's more tired legs, really. They've done a lot of travelling and they've played a lot of minutes. You know, Scotland played 2 games, England played 2 in-house games, Canada played. It's just really trying to rest them. You know, we've picked up some little niggles over that international break with Wooler and with Janine Becky, with Abby McManus, but they're nothing major, so it's just about resting them and getting them back as quick as possible.
And we've seen in training this week that Megan Campbell looks to be making a return soon. Any word on when that might be?
Megan will be in the squad on Saturday for the Watford game, so she'll be up for selection on Saturday for the FA Cup game.
Thank you very much. Right, I've got Dave and Simon on the phone. Simon. Oh, God. Right, Simon, thank you for coming on the podcast again. To be fair, we were quite surprised that you wanted to do it again, in all honesty.
Well, I want another badge.
Right, and Dave is promised to be on his best behaviour, haven't you?
Always.
Yeah, right, okay. So when?
If that's the case, Dave, what happened last night?
Well, we're not talking about last night, we're talking about next week.
Yeah, okay. The future.
Oh, okay.
Right, so Wednesday night then, big fixture for both Man City and Chelsea as we meet in the semi-final of the Conte Cup again. No strangers to drawing one another at this point in the competition. Last season it was City who progressed to the Conte Cup final thanks to a Nadi and Nadim goal. It wasn't the most compelling game of cup games, but it was City who managed to get the job done, and hopefully it will be a different spectacle on this occasion. The fixture, however, favours Chelsea, being played at home at King's Meadow, but City will most certainly won't let that deter them from hopefully getting the win. And we're used to away fixtures anyways.
It's quite amazing, actually. I think in the since City Women have performed 2014, which is the rebrand,
pretty much played Chelsea every season at this stage. Even when we won it in 2014, the semi-final, we actually drawn at home that time, but it was Chelsea again. It's amazing, really. You know, we've never met in the final or anything like it's always been the semi-final.
Yeah. Either way, both teams will be wanting to secure their place in the County Cup final, the first cup final of this season, and it's definitely all to play for. How are you both looking forward to the tie? Dave, I'll go with you first.
Oh, I'm always looking forward to semi-finals, yeah. I think we've preferred it at home, obviously, with it being midweek and, you know, not being able to get as many fans to travel down to. We'd obviously preferred a home draw, but it is what it is. We'll go there. We won there last year. I'm sure we can go there and win again.
Yeah, and what
and about? I get to see my friend Simon.
Who's that then? I'm surprised I ain't blocked you yet.
You're the only one who hasn't.
No, man, I can't block you, can I? I need something to laugh at when we beat you.
you're coming in the
way end
with us again, are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm going to stick my yellow Chelsea shirt on fire.
Yellow one?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd sort of stand out from the crowd, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, what about you, Simon? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think with the defeat we had against Birmingham the other day, I think obviously we're 6 points off the pace now from you guys on the league.
Yeah.
Obviously, Arsenal quite behind you. Obviously, they've got a game in hand. I think we're going to, today, I'd like to say we're going to try and put our eggs in one basket and go for this County Cup more than in the league, I think.
We spoke at the beginning of the season and you were full of so much optimism since Chelsea's double last season. How are you feeling now, halfway through?
Again, it's hard for me to say because, obviously, as I said before the game, it's been hard for me to follow because, obviously, well, I've been over in Australia, I've missed out quite a lot on the women's results and the men's results, so I'm not really up to scratch with it. And since I've been back, work's been absolutely manic. I've been working like 16, 17 hours a day, so it's hard to try and sort of keep up what's going on. But for what I've been, obviously, I've had a quick look at the results and all that lot tonight. I think we should sort of try and go for the County Cup more than anything. And try and focus on Europe.
I mean, you've had some real standout player performances this season with the likes of like Cuthbert and Bethingland and Ingle as well, having played important parts of Chelsea finding their form again. We all know the WSL leagues, anything can happen. It's not won until it's won and anyone can drop points at any time. We've all been there. But Simon, do you feel it's kind of beyond Chelsea's reach now?
I think obviously with hearing how City have been playing, obviously that they've come into a good stride. Obviously, as I turn around and said on the first podcast before the beginning of the season, that Arsenal were strong contenders this year, and quite rightly they're only a point behind you with a game in hand. So I'd probably say yes. So I'm hoping, obviously, as I said, we'll put our focus into Europe and the County Cup. We'll be up for it a bit more. To try and put, like I said, up in our eggs in one basket and make it a bit more of an interesting competition than the first game of the season.
Hopefully, it'll be a better game than what the last few occasions where we've seen Chelsea and Man City meet, because it seems that they haven't been as perhaps a compelling game as what spectators would have liked. Are you expecting Chelsea to go all out and give it everything?
Yeah, I am, to be fair. I think they'd be stupid if they don't. And like I said, if they play how they did against the first game of the season, I think we could probably get our arses handed to us.
Mm. Are you hoping, Dave, that we'll just equally be prepared for that? Because
I think what you said is interesting about Chelsea in the league. I think for Chelsea to win the league, obviously they're good enough to win all the games left to Chelsea. Turn it on and win every game, but
yeah.
they're gonna have to hope that City and Arsenal collapse to a certain extent, and I can't see both those teams dropping all those points. Maybe one of them, but not both. Maybe Arsenal. You know, so I think Chelsea's certainly in the Champions League basket. I think they'll be looking towards that, and obviously the cups, both cups, and this is the semi final, so you're almost at a final, aren't you? So. Yeah, I think we will go for it. I'm expecting Chelsea to play the strongest team, and I'm sure we will. And you're right, Emma, in the last couple of times, it has been, like, the one earlier this season, it was 0-0, we cancelled each other out to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that was because it was the first game of the season as well. So both teams were finding, you know, a bit of form, a bit of trying out the stride, and not lose that first game was probably more important to both teams, to not lose the game rather than to win it. That can't happen this time. We have to have a winner one way or the other.
Yeah, definitely.
So I do think it'll be tight again. It might not be the most entertaining spectacle. You never know. Sometimes nil-nils are a great game, aren't they? Because it's end-to-end still, you know. But I just think it'll be tight. But, you know, hoping we can just edge it. Just edge it. Because we are in good form. We're scoring goals. I always fancy us, and I fancy us to just nick this one 1-0.
Yeah. In terms of obviously Man City though, Dave, and kind of how we've seen, we've not seen so many players featured just recently because of little niggly injuries back from the international duty. I mean, obviously we've seen Jen Beater go off towards the end of the game last week. So hopefully though, we'll see a return of the likes of Beats and Abby McManus, and maybe Tessa Wallart back in the squad.
That's right. Yeah, well, I think for us to do well in all three competitions, we do need the squad to be as full as possible. And give Nick the choice. Watford on Saturday, I think it might be a chance to play a couple of players coming back. Maybe you know, we're looking towards Megan hopefully coming back soon.
Yeah, she's been. Nick did say that she will be named in the squad. Hopefully, she will feature in that game.
Megan's a great player. I know a lot of people focus on things, the media tend to focus on the fact she can take a long throw and blah, 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 but she is an excellent defender and we've missed her.
Yeah, I agree.
So to have her back would be definitely a bonus. Obviously, having Demi back now is a bonus. We don't want to lose these. We need everybody. We need everyone to be fit and give Nick a full squad to choose from. Unfortunately, we've gone out of Champions League early. Let's turn that into a positive now. We haven't got those games to worry about, so let's focus on the three tournaments that we are in. Games will be coming thick and fast, won't they, from now on.
I'm surprised Simon didn't chip in there with his... Yeah, and we still are in the Champions League.
Well, I was going to say, if you're struggling for your players, I was going to say, you might as well get Tony Duggan back online, but for now, I bet not.
Yeah, so prediction-wise then, Simon, what are you expecting from the game on Wednesday?
Well, between me and Dave, blood, but at the result, I'm going to go for a... I'll go 2-1 Chelsea.
2-1 Chelsea.
Oh, he's not saying with me again, is he?
Yeah.
Are we sitting together?
It's got to be done.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't wait. No, it'll be good.
And Dave, what are you saying?
1-0 City.
1-0 City?
Well,
okay.
Very tight game. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so we have to talk about the other semi-final then, because potentially...
Who is it?
Well, I thought you might ask, because I know you don't like talking about him, but it's Manchester United and Arsenal.
Oh.
So, potentially...
Eric, don't worry, asking me and Simon about them too, is there?
No. So, potentially, really, should Chelsea win and Arsenal win, it's a derby. Should Manchester United win and Manchester City win is potentially a derby.
Yeah.
But obviously the other way around, either way, big fixtures for either club that make it to the final. It's going to be a great watch for the neutral fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not seen United play, so I don't know. So obviously Arsenal have a good season, so I'd make them favourites for that game, obviously. You know, like you said, they're only a point behind us in the league, so I'd make them favourites, but you never know. And we're worried about that. I don't mind if we play in the final.
No.
Let's just beat Chelsea, get to the final, and we'll let the other semi-final take care of itself, and we'll play whoever, you know.
Yeah.
I don't mind if we play.
Yeah.
We plan no one, like, you'll be sitting at home watching the telly.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, it's football. We can have a bit of banter here somewhere, haven't we?
Yeah, of course we can. So, all in
all
then... All in all, it'd be very... I mean, unfortunately, Simon, I can't make the game, so I won't see you until you... You're going to come up for the WSL game, though, aren't you? The Academy.
We're playing them again on the Sunday, aren't we?
I know, so it's going to be Chelsea overload.
You can have us on again next week. We'll review the cup game and preview the next one for you.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think, Simon?
I'll have to see what I'm doing. I'll sit on Sunday the 10th, will it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to see where I'm at.
Week on Sunday.
We'll have to see where I'm at.
You're both going along to the game. Please don't fall out. Don't like just enjoy each other's company and enjoy the game together and have fun.
Dave's got a brand new hat.
Brand new hat.
Simon's bought me a hat from Australia, so I'll be wearing that.
All right, that's sweet.
And like you say, we'll have a nice time, and like you say, there's a first time for everything, so we'll be friends at the end of the day, won't we, mate?
Always, mate, always.
And you could come and support City in the final as well, I don't mind.
Yeah, let's not.
And on that note, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks for coming on, Simon. It's been great to catch up.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely.
All right, take it easy. I'll speak to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And here's Dave with some away days information for fans making the trip to King's Meadow on Wednesday night. On the road again, this time making the trip to Chelsea, to King's Meadow, the County Cup. What do fans need to know?
County Cup semi-final, as you say, our annual trip to Chelsea for the semi-final. As you say, next Wednesday, hopefully the weather will pick up a bit and it won't be as bad as it is today with all the snow and everything. But so it's, as you say, King's Meadow, which is Wimbledon's ground, the Cherry Red Record Stadium, Kingston-upon-Thames, sat-nav code for anyone that needs it, KT13PB. We estimate 5 hours from the Academy Stadium, but obviously the last time we went was a Sunday, and this is a Wednesday, so the M6 obviously is a lot busier, so you might want to add a couple of hours to that. I'm looking at my notes here, from the last time we went was on a Sunday, like I say, so there's a lot less traffic. So 5 to 6 hours with a stop, but obviously that's dependent on the M6 traffic, which, as we all know, could be murder.
Yeah.
Car parking at the stadium, they do have car parking, it's free, but it's also limited, so the earlier you can get there, the better. If you can't get on the car parking at the stadium, there is street parking around the ground, but obviously check the sign and post the parkings and things, because it's London, and some of them do have parking meters that you have to pay out.
Yeah.
If you get there early enough, and the club bar's open, which it usually is. Away fans are welcome in the club bar. We've been in a few times and it's okay. So you'll see the club bar at the end of the main stand where the car park is. If that's open, you're welcome to go in there, and they welcome away fans, and they do snacks and drinks and everything, obviously, in there. If it's not open, there is an alternative just round the corner. You've come out from round to the main road. There's Fat Boys Cafe round the corner, which, although it's a cafe, it does have a little bar inside it as well. So you can go and have a pint and something to eat, do meals and everything in there. You get Chelsea fans in there, a bit of banter and stuff, but there's nothing nasty. It's all, it's all okay. We've been in there a few times. And if you get there early, it's a way of killing an hour or so, especially if it's cold or snowing and raining, somewhere to go. That's the Fat Boys Cafe just round the corner on the main road. You can't miss it if you ask anyone for it. City fans, we will be located, as usual, in the north stand, which is the stand behind the goal. And I know a lot of people who are going have already pre-ordered the ticket for the north stand. They will be available on the night. They have a kiosk outside where you can buy a ticket. So ask for the north stand. It's £3 a ticket. For the County Cup, which is quite reasonable, obviously it's quite cheap, and £1 for concessions, so that's the pre-order price. They may go up a little bit, £1 on the night. Like I said, they have this ticket kiosk outside the ground, and if you ask for the North Stand, they have to before it's sold out when it's not, so just you're going to the North Stand. Stewards are great there at Chelsea, we get on well, so they're okay. Programmes, you must buy your programme outside the ground. If you're a programme collector like myself, you sometimes struggle to get the programmes inside the ground. What they do is they sell the gazebo outside. You'll see the gazebo they set up, and it sells all their Chelsea women's stuff and also the programme. So I'd advise anyone that collects the programmes to get them outside before the game, and the £2. And that's pretty much it. You know, the biggest worry I would say for people, obviously, with the travelling, would it be in midweek, just allow yourself that extra hour or so.
Yeah.
Just in case.
And hopefully it won't snow. You keep talking about snow.
Well, that time of year, as you remember, we had a game.
Yeah, that's true.
Last season when it snowed, so it does that. With it being, it's Wimbledon, it's a smaller ground. It is a little bit susceptible to the weather, so keep your fingers crossed. I mean, obviously, I am disappointed is it now clashes with a City men's game on the same evening.
Mm-hmm.
City men are away at Everton next week in a rearranged game next. So obviously we've lost some of our support there as well, because some of them will now go to Everton. Mm-hmm. So it's a shame, really.
I mean,
big prestigious semi-final like this, you want as big a crowd as possible, don't you?
So. Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those games, isn't it? Chelsea semi-final. Mm-hmm. They're going to want as much support as possible, but it's so difficult. I mean, it's just the fact that it's so far away on a weeknight. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I know a lot of people, other people, like you say, that can't do it, you know, because of work commitments and, you know, it is really difficult. But
we can't put a coach on because, obviously, the OSC, because we struggle to fill it because, as you say, people just can't get the time off work.
Yeah,
It's just much more difficult to fill a coach on a Wednesday, Thursday night than it is on a Sunday, obviously.
Yeah, but at least a positive, it is going to be shown via a stream, via the FAWSL Facebook page, which is really good. Yeah, which is really good, because obviously the coverage of the County Cup, you know, isn't that great, but obviously that's getting right. now, you know, getting towards the end of the competition, it's good now that we're getting a bit of coverage as well. So
it's good that we can see it, and you can sing along with us online, can't you, Emma?
Of course I will. Yeah, so it's great news for those that can't make it, but those that are, do have a safe journey, because it will be a long one. Make sure, like you say, you give yourself plenty of time to get there, because it will be busy.
I'm just seeing now it's actually a 7:30 kickoff, so work out your times from that. Not 7:45, it's 7:30.
Okay.
So, you know, 5 hours is what we said last time, but that was a Sunday, as I say. So give yourself, let's say, 6 and be fair, and, you know, just give yourself that extra hour, because it is, as you say, quite a journey.
Yeah. Definitely. And it's also what you wanted to mention as well, the Watford game on Saturday.
It did, yeah. We're at home to Watford in the FA Cup Saturday, and that is Saturday, not Sunday. Where there are a lot of people who must be looking at fixture lists somewhere online, and they've been contacting me on the OSC Twitter saying it's got on my calendar, Sunday. It is definitely Saturday, and it is a 3 o'clock kickoff, not a 2 o'clock kickoff. So it's 3 p.m. Saturday at the Academy Stadium, and your season ticket, if you're a season ticket holder, does get you in.
FA Cup on a Saturday at 3 o'clock, it has all the feels of the men's game.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's really,
it's
really good.
Draw. I mean, that's all you can ask for in the FA Cup, isn't it? A home draw.
Yeah, I don't think we've played Watford before, as far as I can recollect.
No, they dropped down a division, didn't they? They were in the old second division last season, weren't they? But they've dropped down a division, I think, didn't they? And went out of time.
Yeah.
With the restructure last summer. So, yeah, it's like you say, it's a new team, yeah, but we need to be on our guard, and you never know. We don't want to be the victims of an upset, do we?
Not in the FA Cup. It'd be great if we could go all the way. I mean, obviously it's early days yet, but
yeah.
I think, you know, when you ask fans and you have the conversation, what's your greatest memory, what's your best City memory, it's obviously getting to Wembley and having that day out. And, you know, it'd be great if we could do that this season, but there's still a lot of hard work to do to get there. So let's just hope we can start our campaign well in this Cup.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. You've got to start somewhere.
Definitely. We're going to have a chat. Is Jane with you?
Yes, she is. Jane's there, yeah.
Right, okay. So just a chat about the Chelsea game then. What are your predictions and expectations, obviously, making the trip to King's Meadow?
Well, I mean, obviously, Chelsea lost last weekend to Birmingham, as we know. So before that, they've been on a very good run, haven't they?
Yeah.
Not letting goals in, scoring goals. Obviously, it's a tough draw. I'd much prefer to have been playing them at home. But, you know, I suppose to win these cups, you need to play these teams. You need to be playing your Chelsea's and your Arsenal at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't really avoid them. You've got to play them, and they've got to play us. So I think it'll be a really tough one. It's hard to call. I don't think there'll be much in it.
No.
I don't think there'll be a lot.
But there wasn't last season, was there?
No.
1-0, was it? Nadia Nadim scored that goal, if I remember.
She did, yeah. That's right. Early on as well, in the first, like, 5 or 6 minutes, I believe, wasn't it? And it was a back to the wall after that. But I think it could be a similar sort of game. I don't think there'll be many goals in it. I could be wrong. You know, we've blown out the water before all now, said this. But, I think it'll be close and tight, and because we've both got good defences, and
yeah,
just can't see there being a lot of goals. But hopefully we can do it again like we did last year. You know, turn up on the day, a really resolute performance, and just nick that all important goal. So prediction-wise, I'll be optimistic and go for a repeat. I'll go for a 1-0 to City again, and hopefully that'll be great. That'll get us through to the final, which is Bramall Lane, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'll pass you over to Jane and she can give you her opinions on it.
Hello.
Hi, Jane, you okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Just saying to Dave, Chelsea, what do you think?
Like Dave said, I think it's going to be a close, tight game, but I think City can edge it. I think we should be able to edge it. Both strong defences, but not forgetting, you know, Chelsea letting a few goals at the weekend, so it's just a reminder that the defence isn't infallible.
No. I mean, that'll have took a bit of knock on their confidence, Chelsea, so it'd be great if we could obviously capitalise on that, but they'll equally just want to come back and put things right and get that momentum back, won't they?
Oh, yeah, of course they will. And they'll feel like they've got the advantage with being at home.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're really used to playing our semi-finals away from
home. Yeah, so it's nothing new, is it?
So, you know.
It's practically like a home draw anyway.
Yeah, you know. It's what we expected.
So you don't think there's going to be much in it? Dave went with a 1-0 to City, a repeat of obviously the same fixture last year where we played at King's Meadow and Nadia Nadeed got the goal. So are you expecting the same, a bit of a 1-0, not much in it?
I'm gonna go slightly a few more goals than Dave. I'm gonna say it's gonna be a 2-1 win to City, but still a very close game.
Yeah. All right, Jane. Thanks for that.
No problem.
I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And that's it for this week's episode of MCW Fancast. Safe travel to anyone making the trip to Chelsea. We'll be back next Friday. Have a great week.